Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty sure I saw the sun for a minute this morning, somewhere up there. I think it was there. I'm not quite sure, but man, balmy 22 degrees in beautiful downtown Cleveland. This is Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All sorts of good stuff to talk about today, as we do each and every day. We just talk about good stuff. And
we do. We're good talkers.
I think that's what we do for a living.
You can tell it's warming up?
Why?
Because they've cranked up the AC here in the studio.
Oh, well, that's perfect. I mean, you can never get cold enough, especially good it's good Lord. For the computers. It's good for your phone. Jeff, who's coming up on the show?
You tell me, Andy.
I will tell you. Mary Kate Cabot. Yeah, we can do that, too.
It'll be great.
How about Mike Florio?
Who?
Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
How about Chris Fedor?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Man, we got three big-timers today.
Big show.
Liking that.
Problem is, I'm stuck in yesterday's show, Jeff.
Yeah? What's yesterday's show?
There's a point in yesterday's show. No, it just started sticking in the back of my head. So, you know, Mary Kay Cabot fires off a couple questions at Kevin Stefanski about his future. Have you talked to
they made the headlines all over the place, as they would.
And are you surprised? No, I'm not.
No,
not at all.
I hate it when guys get asked about their futures. It's rough.
What would you have liked him to say yesterday when she asked those questions? You know what? Got to tell you, not happy. They traded Pickett when I really wasn't big on that. They traded Flacco when I was like, okay, I'm going to need a little bit more here to get Gabriel ready. Oh, well, all right. Gabriel, guess what? You're ready. Sanders is your number two. I don't know what we're doing here with quarterback. Oh, boy, what's going on with my offensive line? Man, do I really have someone to have a quarterback, no matter who it is? Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders, Watson, Huntley, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Who are they going to throw to? Why? Because we have a team where the running backs and the tight ends have way more catches than your wide receivers. So as he sits around and tries to contemplate all these things that are going on, yesterday he gets the question, have you contemplated your future with this franchise? Jeff, I'm going to come straight out of the chute. I just feel like it's over. Like, Kevin Stefanski will be somewhere else next year. And I don't know if the fans like that or don't like that. I also hesitate whenever I get into a conversation like that, because I'm always on the next question. It's okay, you don't want Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach? That's fine. Who is going to be better? Who is going to be a better head coach? And then I started looking through a couple articles. I'm like, who are the top candidates for coaching? And I'm going to talk to you about this in a second. There's a surprise in the list, and it has to do with Kevin Stefanski. So Jeff, yesterday when we heard those questions getting fired off at Kevin yesterday, does that give you any sense of what Stefanski's future might be for next year?
No, I don't think Kevin has that control, obviously, unless he decides to resign, which I wouldn't expect him to do. He's under contract. I think Kevin handled the question as well as he possibly could.
I do, too.
I understand Mary Kay asking it, certainly. And I don't think, unless Kevin writes a book 20 years down the road, you'll ever hear exactly what he thinks about the situation that he's been put into this year or the job that they've done this year. I don't think we'll ever hear it.
So as I was talking about it, and I was like, okay, if they do let Kevin go or they decide they want to part ways with Kevin, where are they going? So, I mean, just simple search. Okay, top head coaching candidates for 2026. Don't think it's that hard. Dan Graziano wrote it for ESPN. Simple. And a lot of these names make sense. Vance Joseph, defensive coordinator for the Broncos, right? Why not? I mean, they're looking at, you know, a great year on defense. They got a chance to break some sack records there, along with, you know, as we watch Myles Garrett do it here. They can do it for team. They had 55 through 13 games. The next name they popped out there was Chris Shula, which, you know, as soon as I hear the name Shula, I always think Dolphins, John Carroll. Dolphins, John Carroll. Chris Shula, you know, his grandson.
Son of David.
Yeah. Don's grandson is doing a fantastic job with the Rams as their defensive coordinator. Again, their top two choices are on defense. In fact, you can keep going. A guy that spent some time in Cleveland, Jeff Hafley, defensive coordinator for the Packers. Do you think he'll be a good head coach someday? Dan Menigan, we bring you in.
He did well when he was at Boston College, taking probably the best player he had when he was at BC was Zay Flowers. And I don't know if anybody's head over heels for that guy at any point.
People in Baltimore.
Yeah. They could take or leave him. He has his moments.
Again, right out of the chute, three defensive guys. Then,
which makes a lot of sense for a team that has a pretty good defense and a lousy offense.
For us, makes no sense at all, right? So keep moving down. Matt Nagy is the next guy. Joe Brady with the Bills, who we'll see this week. Robert Saleh, who's the defensive coordinator. And then it's all, Jesse Minter, defensive. A lot of defensive names are the hot prospects. Clint Kubiak would be one on offense if you were trying to bring in somebody else. He's with Seattle. He's their OC. And then Arthur Smith, who's over with the Steelers, their offensive coordinator. I don't know about that, but here's the problem.
He doesn't need the money.
The next guy is the wild card in the story. And his name, I don't know if you guys have heard him or not, is Kevin Stefanski.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And so as I'm reading through this,
fire him and then hire him back. Is that what you're saying?
You're not going to fire him at all.
Going to give him a new contract.
Does he get more money or less money?
No, same status quo, no change. He just said, and this is what, you know, Dan said at the end, Graziano, Stefanski is well-liked, well-regarded around the league, and the perception of the Deshaun Watson situation and the quarterback mess that has now ensued aren't his fault. I repeat, aren't his fault. Again, it's possible, likely even, that the Browns feel the same way, and they decide they don't want to lose him. However, if they move on, I'd rank him near the top of this list of hot coaching candidates going into next season.
Nothing we haven't heard from others, and Graziano, certainly well-connected, backing that up.
Again, the story was ranking the top NFL head coaching candidates for 2026 openings. Are we really ready to let him go? It sounds to me, Jeff, like fans are. Fans are like, we've seen enough of Kevin Stefanski. He's had enough of a chance. I know he was a two-time coach of the year. I get it. But this team only has 6 wins in the last 2 seasons. Is this just a matter of, you know what, we like you, but this isn't working out. Time to move on. You need to go find someone else. We need to go find someone else. Is it that simple? Because the reaction, and people just think, it's the NFL, 6 wins, 2 years. Kevin's gone. See you later. But
it's
then you read a story like that.
It's not that simple.
Okay, I'll make it easier for me then.
It's not that simple. I can't make it easier. I can make it more difficult.
Okay, well then do that.
It's this. Do you think you can find someone who can do a better job? I'm sure there are people out there you can, but you going to find one? You know what I mean?
I mean, you gave us the numbers yesterday about where he ranks in Browns coaching history.
How are you going to find him? I mean, who's going to hire him? You're going to put together a, you know, consulting firm search to
find the next Browns head coach?
Well, they've done it before. That happens all the time. Jed Hughes, who used to be an assistant coach with the Browns way back in the day.
Yeah.
Works for, Korn Ferry? Is that the name of the company? And it's a big search firm.
They own the door?
Dan's shaking his head.
Is that the same?
They get hired to run coaching searches.
Group? Yes.
They do golf too. Okay. Yeah.
They get hired to run coaching searches.
Hmm.
And Jed Hughes used to be an assistant for the Browns. And he's one of the guys who does this stuff. And so you're going to hire an outside firm to find you a head coach. See, that if you've just decided it's time to move on, then I think you probably need to move on from everything.
Meaning?
Front office too. As well. Yeah. And if not, then you roll it all back. To me, they should be a package deal.
Will they be?
I don't have any idea. To me, they should be.
What's your gut on it?
I think Kevin's on a hotter seat than Andrew Berry.
I feel like Andrew kind of saved himself this year. And the other question
is, does one draft make up for five that weren't very good?
Well, again, I ask the question, if Jimmy Haslam took the ultimate bullet when he was saying, hey, look, you know, we took a swing and a miss with Deshaun. When he said that, does that make it on him? Does that make everything on him? You know, and then I just read the Dan Graziano story that said at the end, you know, the Deshaun situation, the John Watson situation and quarterback mess isn't his fault. What's he had, like 13? I think he's had 13 quarterbacks since he got here. 13 different starting quarterbacks for Kevin alone. And I don't know how you can, and if you think Kevin's strong suit is quarterbacks and offense, I mean, when you're changing once every, I don't know, 7 to 10 games, I don't know how you can actually lean into that, how you can feel good about that. So, you know, again, we sit here, we talk about this, and it's like, is the end near for Kevin Stefanski? And is it just, and don't be reactionary about it. Like, it's a, okay, Browns lost on Sunday. Oh, fire coach. Like, that just seems simpleton to me.
And the coaching staff, I don't think, has done a real good job this year. And I say that because we've seen the product. Hasn't been a really good job. Has it been as... The question to me is this. Have they done as good of a job as you could, given what it is they've been given to work with? That's a bigger question. That's a bigger question. And even if the answer is, yeah, they've done a good job with what they've been given to work with, it's pro sports. And you've had a 6-year run. The last 2 years have been atrocious. And it's usually, what have you done for me lately? You know, the first 4 years were pretty solid.
Yeah.
First 4 years were pretty solid. And what happened in the first 4 years? They were coaching a roster that wasn't as affected by the big move with Deshaun Watson.
True. That's a good point.
And one that wasn't necessarily assembled by Andrew Berry. In the John Dorsey's, the first team was John Dorsey's team for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the, and here's another question for you. Look at the offense, okay? Look at the Browns offense. Quinshon wasn't here to start the season. Shadur wasn't your starting quarterback. It was your number four. Harold Fannin was sitting behind David Njoku. Your offensive line is completely beat up. Teller, Petonio. I mean, you keep going on and on. Yeah, now you're asking folks like Whipler to step up, which I think is appropriate. But, you know, you're starting Cam Robinson at left tackle. Your wide receiving core, you were hoping for things from Cedric Tillman. Have you seen anything that's really made you feel great about the future?
Cedric has reached this point. Well, if you can't stay healthy, we got to find somebody else. And I really like Cedric Tillman.
I see little things with Isaiah Bond that make me feel like he could work with Shadur Sanders. We've seen it. I mean, it's been the little
ray of hope. Isaiah's intriguing.
But I mean, is it fair to judge this head coach? Look at the offense. Look who's playing. Look who they thought was going to be playing in the beginning of the season. Look where they are now. But does it just seem inevitable, as I said, as we started talking yesterday, that Kevin Stefanski's days are numbered to probably 3 more games? What do you think? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.